This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Problems regarding divorce, please. Yes? I beg you. Because, wallahi, you don't know the amount of problems that are there in our community. And it is destroying us as a community. Wallahi, what is destroying us is not the external threats. It's the internal problems, and the main one is marriage issues, marriage problems. For example, I was just casually, one of the stories that I always mention, that sister was married 20 plus years ago, had her child. She had a problem with her husband. She left her husband. A year later, she got married to another person. What was wrong? What's wrong with that?
No divorce.
Yeah, no divorce. Then she had a problem with the second man, had children from him, left him, and married a third person. No divorce. Are you following, brothers? Yeah? She had the children from the first one, children from the second one, and children from the third one. Not only that, she told the children from the first one and the second one that their father is the third one. She came with her eldest son from the first marriage. He said, I never knew that my father is not my father, that my father is someone else, except a few weeks ago. She started to practice Islam, alhamdulillah, now there are many lectures and, you know, okay, online, etc. And alhamdulillah, Islam is on rise and many people are learning about Islam. She came to know that, no, she has to have a divorce. So she came. Yes? Sheikh, help me. What kind of help you need, sister? I want to know. Who is my husband? Who is the father of my children? What is your story? This is my story. How can we solve this problem? Are you listening, brothers? How can we solve this problem? What was the main reason for this problem? Lack of knowledge. Agree? When we tell people, please learn. Learn something about Islam. Learn the basics of Islam. Yeah? People say, yani, we as Muslims, okay, طيب, are honored by ilm. Ilm honors us. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا وأوتوا العلم منكم درجات. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا وأوتوا العلم درجات. Allah raises the people of iman and knowledge. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة. The malaika along with the people of knowledge testify that there is no God but Allah جل وعلا. We don't need to be scholars to learn about Islam. Yeah? Even a single Muslim, a simple Muslim, he needs to know certain things about Islam. We have cases, my dear brothers. Yeah? One time, I remember this case. A brother and his wife came. They are on their mid-30s. Both of them, you know, are professionals. Very good jobs. Very good jobs. Okay? And then these jobs are not, yani, I don't want to tell the details, but yani, these jobs yani, qualify them to know something about Islam, the nature of their jobs that they are doing. And subhanAllah, on that I remember I was traveling either for Hajj or Umrah. But I saw them, unfortunately, it was my mistake, to see them before leaving. I told them, wallahi, now you spoiled my day, you spoiled my journey, I am disgusted because of what you have said. The brother and his wife said, I am disgusted, Sheikh, in this marriage because I believe that I am living in haram, or I was living in haram. I have been living in haram for more than 10 years. Living in what? In haram. Why? She said, I've been divorced for 11 times. I was divorced, what? 11 times. The husband, mashallah, tabarakallah, what did he say? No, Sheikh, it was 6 times only. Yeah, I said, mashallah, tabarakallah, good, ya. Good. 6 times better than 11 times. I said, what is this? No, you know, because we were ignorant of the deen and we were not taking it seriously. And, you know, life and pressure. And I said, yeah, life and pressure. You live in haram. Tab, your children are halal or haram now? Oh, Sheikh, don't talk about this. Well, I am. And then the wife started to cry. And, yeah, I don't know. I told him we need to go to an imam. We need to go to a scholar. We need. Why 6 times? No, Sheikh, not like this. No. Yeah, Sheikh, because I divorce in anger and then take her back, divorce in anger. I said, yeah, divorce, take her back, divorce. A joke, yeah. But let us buy something. Let us buy a can of Pepsi. No, I don't like it. Buy another one. Okay, leave it. Buy another one. Yeah, it's a joke. Marriage is a joke. Divorce is a joke. A few weeks ago, a brother came with his wife. Actually, they came yesterday to know the answer. They've been married for 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. They had 3 divorces and 1 khula. Yeah, 3 divorces and 1 khula. Okay, a few weeks after the marriage, the brother went, okay, to another country. And she said, where are you? He said, I left to another country. What is this? You never told me. He said, yeah, I wanted to do hijrah and this country, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you never told me. Okay. Obviously, she was upset. Her family were upset. Divorce me, divorce. Then she missed him. He missed her. I'll take you back. Yeah. He came to this country. They had an argument. Oh, no, divorce me. I can't divorce. Then they missed each other. Yeah. He took her back. Then after a while, oh no, I can't live with you. And he said, no, give me khul. Yeah? He gave her khul. Then they found that she's pregnant. Oh no, you are pregnant. Okay, how come? Yeah, who will look after the child? So he took her back. Okay? And then she gave birth, had problems, he divorced her. He divorced her before giving birth. She gave birth, he saw the child, his heart what? Melted down, he wants her back. I said, brother, sister, you know what you are doing is dating. This is not marriage. Yeah, dating. Let us meet, casual, then finish. Let us meet again, casual, let us meet. Is this a marriage? How are you going to build a family like this? Do you see these problems, my dear brothers and sisters? Do you see what I'm saying? Are these problems that you are aware of? Yes or no? Brothers, I'm asking you, yes or no? Are they serious problems or you don't see them as serious problems?
Very serious.
Huh?
Very, very serious.
Okay, we have another problem. A sister, for 14 years, she thought that she is divorced. Why? Because she received a civil divorce. Please listen carefully. She received what? A civil divorce. And then someone told her that civil divorce is not an Islamic divorce. So she said, what? She came, she asked, Sheikh, I have a civil divorce. Civil divorce, you know? I don't have an Islamic one. What does that mean? I said, it means that you are still married to that man. What? No way. How come? This is unfair. I said, fair or not fair? This is the reality. Yeah, but civil divorce, he divorced me. I said, yeah, divorced you where? In the civil divorce. Or that he divorced you a civil divorce in the civil registry. That is not an Islamic one. Oh, but some scholars said, and this is another problem. Some scholars said, this and that. Civil divorce is not what? An Islamic divorce. Listen carefully, brothers. Civil divorce is not an Islamic divorce. If there is a lady who is divorced by the law, she is not divorced by Sharia. She is not divorced by Islam. Because the law is a system, yeah? And Islam is another system. Agree? The law allows the lady to divorce her husband. Agree? Yeah? In Islam, the lady cannot divorce her husband. She has to request a divorce, or she will go to the judge to ask for annulment or fasakh. Yes? By law, a Hindu can marry a Muslim. In Islam, no. A Muslim man can marry a Christian or a Jew lady, but not the other way around. Even a Muslim man cannot marry a Hindu lady. Agree? So they are two different systems. This is one of the common problems. Yeah? Now, when there is a divorce, who are the most to suffer? Excellent. Children. Yes or no? Children. Yeah? Subhanallah, you know, they talk about theories about bringing up children, etc. The most important element to bring up good children is what?
Stable home.
That's it. Yeah? The child needs to see. Yeah? Even they say now, and I hope the sisters are listening. They say now that, and this is my theory. And subhanAllah, someone told me this theory is proven by statistics. There is a person who wrote a book. I forgot his name. He said he confirmed that. Yes, the most important element in the tarbiyah of a child is what? Tell me what?
Mother.
Huh?
Mother.
Yes, what mother? No, mother like this? No.
Pious mother.
Huh?
Pious mother.
No, I want an accurate answer.
Good wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are closer to that.
Loving mother and father.
Loving mother and father, yeah, you are getting closer. Yes.
Good parenting.
Mm-hmm. This is the closest.
Practicing.
No, not practicing. The best, the most important element in the tarbiyah of the children is what the brother said, with just adjustment, a mother showing love to her husband. This is the most important element. Even if you are strict with your children, now many people say, no, don't be strict with the children because they will go away, etc., etc. Even if you are strict with your children, but the mother is showing love. Maybe she doesn't love her husband. Maybe she doesn't love him. But because of her children, because of her deen, because of the stability, because of many other reasons, the mother is showing love to the father, yeah? That house is normally a successful house. The children are the best children. Yeah? In that book, a brother read that book, and he is the one who told me. He said, in that book it was written, okay? He said that person who wrote the book, I forgot it, wallah. He writes only about tarbiyah, although he doesn't have children. Subhanallah. Yeah. And he's well known in this field. He said the first experience the child sees in life is what, which experience? Yeah, social experience. Apart from the breast of his mother, is what? These two big people. Because for the child, the mother is what? Big. Yeah? And she is the source of what? Yeah. Food. Security. Everything. Not the father. So if she, so he is taking from her what? Nourishment. Whether physical nourishment or emotional nourishment. Yeah? So he sees how she deals with others. This is his first experience. So if he sees that she deals with others in a particular way, he doesn't learn. He is what? Programmed. Children do not learn. Yeah? Because they don't know what the process. Their minds have not developed yet to learn. We say learning just generally, but and as a matter of fact, children copy. Younger children what? Copy. Okay? So they will start copying their mothers and how their mothers behave towards what? To the second big person in this family. Yeah? If he sees that there is love, he will learn love. If he sees that there is respect, he will see what? Respect. Not only that, I always say to my dear sisters, yeah, my dear sisters, I say to them, if you want your children to be good children, yeah, inspired children, those who want to be something, okay, yes, not just any children, tell them one important thing. Send to them a message, a very strong, powerful message. Yes, you will be great like your father. Look at your father. How is he? Even if he is not so great. Yeah? Even if he is not so great. Right? But teach him to look up to his father. So when the father says something to the child, because every single father wants the best for his child, the child will what? Will listen carefully, because this man is the greatest man in his life. Who will insert this in the child? Is the mother. How she will insert this? If she is living a stable family. In a stable family. Agree? طيب. We turn this to another lecture, Allah yahdikum. You don't ask questions. You know all everything about Islam.
This brother had a question.
Huh? This brother has a question. Say he can put his hand up. Why? Yani, you are his solicitor.
No, I wanted to say, you know, in the first case and the third case that you mentioned.
First case and third case.
Yeah.
Not the second case.
Where the couple were getting divorced multiple times.
Yeah.
They were married, but they kept married in the British way, didn't they?
Yeah, they kept married in the British way.
So they found it easy just to say some words and break it, but they couldn't do it with the British way because it's a bit more complicated.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, this is maybe a reason, yeah.
And the other woman who married...
That's why. What's your name, Akhi?
Nasser.
Nasser?
Yeah.
What do you do, Nasser? What do you work? What?
In a factory.
In a factory. Nasser, listen. What you mentioned is what many non-Muslims mentioned about Islamic divorce. Are you listening? They say Islamic divorce is easy. The man divorces his wife. Yeah? But the system, the civil divorce is what? Is difficult. Yeah? Is difficult. Agree? So that's why the Islam has to be reformed, has to be changed. Because the man can divorce. Tayyip. But the civil one, no, they have to go to the judge and blah, blah, blah. And what is the answer for this issue? What is the answer? How to answer this doubt about Islam?
They don't fear Allah, do they? They think it's...
Of course they don't fear Allah. But if non-Muslims throw this question, how to answer it? Yalla, if the one who gets the answer, yeah, Brother Mas'ud, you are the director here, or the imam, or the grand imam, the mufti, the Mawlana here. He will give him a prize.
What's the question again, sorry?
Now see, if there is yani money and dunya, people listen. But for the sake of Allah, they were sleeping.
But if we find the answer, then we solve the problem.
And
get the prize.
No.
We solve the problem why there's so many divorces.
No. If we find the answer, many people, yeah, would like to be good people. Sah? But they can't. Because there is a difference between theory and
practice.
Sah? If you learn how to drive the car theoretically, you will not be able to drive the car. Sah? If you read a book about heart operation, that doesn't qualify you. Yeah, if your wife had a heart problem, to go and cut her and start fixing her heart. Sah? Theory is different from practice. Yes? Agree or not? Yes? So this is 2-0, yeah? Say yes. Yes, who? Alaykum salam. MashaAllah. Ustaz Abdul Ghani, you googled the answer? No, but okay, before that, what was the answer for my question?
Don't get married the civil way.
Don't get married the civil way. The question is, if divorce in Islam is difficult, is easy, and divorce, according to the law, is difficult, then we will what?
Don't get divorced.
No, this will help marriages to remain intact, to preserve marriages, because divorce in Islam is easy. Divorce. So, the civil way, the non-Islamic way, is better than the Islamic way. This is the question. What is the answer for this?
Is there not a thing saying that of all the permitted acts, the most disliked by Allah?
But at the end of the day, it is easy to divorce.
Mediation.
But at the end of the day, it is easy to divorce.
First of all, I mean, 3
divorces
in a row is not...
Yeah, but it's easy. And according to some scholars, divorce, 3 divorces, finish, khalas. Ma'a salam. Sah? So it is still easy. So what is the answer?
It should remain easy.
Huh?
It should remain easy.
It should remain easy. Why?
Mm-hmm. I think it's better to part ways.
To part easily.
Yeah.
Okay. This is part of the answer. Yeah? I don't want to admit that this is the full correct answer, because if I admit that, Brother Mas'ud has to give you a gift. So I should not say that this is the full correct answer. But it is partially correct. No, what you said is, as I said, is the beginning of the answer. SubhanAllah, one time I remember a group of people, I think from Sweden came, non-Muslims, one of them, yani all of them are high up in the government. They came to the Sharia Council. They want to know how it runs, etc. So I said to them, why are you coming? They say, we want to see if we can open another council in Sweden or I think Sweden. So I said, that is interesting. But they said, no, there are problems. I said, like what? They say, you know, women sometimes are treated, it was polite, differently, and the testimony of the lady is half of the testimony of the man, you know, and also divorce in Islam. And he mentioned this point, that divorce in Islam is easy. The man can just, by word of mouth, divorce his wife, and that's it. Yes? But according to the law, it is different. So he said, this is a problem. I said, SubhanAllah, Wallahi, ya brothers, Allah is my witness. He was cornered. And Allah brought this, just to show him. Yeah? We were discussing, and then I said to him, are you married? He said, no. He was 60 plus. I said, why you are not married? He said, I live with my girlfriend. I said, why you are not married? He said, I was married. And when I divorced my first wife, it was a nightmare. And she took half of my wealth, half of, yeah? So I decided not to get married after that. So I am living with my girlfriend. If we are not compatible, things would don't work, I would say to her, well, he said like this, bye-bye, and that's it, finished. I said, friend, my dear friend, this is the answer. He said, what for? I said, this is the answer why Islam made divorce easy. Because by law, divorce is so difficult, people started to what? Started to what? Yes, they started not to get married in the first place. They start to see, oh, if I get married to this lady, oh no. She will take half of my wealth and divorce and is a long procedure, is headache. What? Why do I need to get married to her? We can live together, have children, and that's it. And that's why they say 1 out of 30 of the qualified people to get married, to register their marriages, okay, is only married. The rest are not married. And the marriage registration, because for them is not really like us, a wedding and celebration and two families becoming. They will have children before marriage. Agree? For them, marriage is what? Is a matter of what?
Certificate,
registration. Yeah? That's all. It doesn't mean anything. They can build a family before marriage. Now, because they are giving more rights to women, yeah, especially after divorce, men are not interested to marry. He would say, I will work hard day and night, build my own empire, get married to this lady, yeah, and then if we are not happy, or not only that, if she sees another person who is more handsome, yeah, than me or younger than me, she will what? She will what? She will leave me. Yes? Especially if she knows that she will get what? Half of my wealth. So she will get half of my wealth and go with her boyfriend, enjoy what? My money. Is this fair? Yeah? So men say, no, I will not do that. I'm not stupid. Yeah? Okay. I want to have relationship with her, you know, intimacy, etc. Yeah, I can enjoy it. There is no need for us to get married. We'll have children. And then, when we are finished, ma'a salama, bye-bye. That's it. Is this what is happening or not? This is what is happening. Why this is happening? Because what? Subhanallah, we change the law of Allah. Allah knows. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ Allah knows everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ He knows everything. Yes? So we change the law of Allah. Allah made it difficult for them. As simple as this. Yes, Ustaz Abdul Ghani. Brothers ask questions, sisters ask questions. طيب, we'll just because the brother was waiting, so let us give him a chance. Yes? Yes?
Just basically, Shaykh, I just wanted to know, probably, as you've covered, how the three talaq works and what the problems are. It has to be together.
طيب, how do the three talaqs work? طيب, I think everyone knows how they work. Okay? The issue is, there are two issues now, my dear brothers and sisters. If there is a sister who was divorced, yes, I advise them to go to a knowledgeable person to judge between them regarding the validity of the divorce. Yeah, my dear sisters, I'm telling you, if you are divorced, you heard your husband divorcing you, don't take it lightly. Tell him we need to know, to go to a scholar. He said to you, I went myself and I checked with the scholar. Say to him, darling, habibi, love. Yeah, she can't maybe say love to him. Ex-love, yeah. Yeah, we need to go to the imam. If he confirms that we are still married, then you are my love and we can continue. If he confirms that it is finished, then that is finished. Yes, my dear sisters, don't let your husband play around with you. And then he will come up with, or both of you will come up with 11 divorces. And then you will wake up and you will say, I am disgusted, I'm living in haram. And then your husband will say, no, it was only 6 divorces. Don't do that. Clear? It's not a joke. It is a serious matter. And moreover, please listen, brothers. Yeah, listen, tell others. With all due respect to the scholars, yeah, and the imams, if there is an imam who gives fatwa over the phone, yes, regarding divorce, he made a mistake. Yeah? Can someone call the doctor? Doctor, I have heart problem. Yeah. Go to the pharmacy and ask them for this medicine and you'll be fine. Will you trust that doctor? Will you trust him? Or doctor, listen, my eye, I woke up and I couldn't not open my eyes, it seems. Yeah? He said, that's all right, it's all right. Okay. Just go to the pharmacy and ask them for eye drop that called XYZ. Just, will you do that? Will you trust that doctor? Will you go and buy it and then? Yes, why? Because this is a serious matter. Yes? Divorce is more serious than this. Sheikh, I woke up, I was angry with my wife. Yesterday I wanted something from her. I wanted my right. She didn't give me my right. I slept, I was angry, and we woke up and we were angry. I told her, okay, give us some breakfast. Then I was angry. I told her, divorce. Then the sheikh, and then you cry a little bit in order to what? To blackmail the sheikh. Or the sister. Oh, Sheikh, I am pregnant and I have no one here. My family is in Pakistan and no one. And my husband, he was so angry and divorced me. Yes? And she cries a little bit. And the Sheikh will start, oh, sorry. No, don't worry. The divorce is invalid. Go back to your husband. Oh, Jazakallah khair, you are my best Sheikh, wallahi. Okay, I will send you likes. Okay, do you have Facebook or Twitter? This is a joke, it's not a fatwa. Sah? This is a joke. Yes? This is a joke. Like we are joking now. It's not a fatwa regarding what? Regarding divorce. Yeah? Sheikh, my husband divorced me. Okay. Come. With your husband. Oh no, my husband doesn't want to come. There is no point. Come with your husband. Yeah? Like what we do. Then the husband and the wife will come. Sheikh, I came, you know where I live. I came from a very far place. Yeah? I said, wallahi, if you have a deal, business deal, you will travel to another country for that business deal. Agree or not? Yeah? This is your family, this is your children, this is your wife, this is your Jannah and Dinar. This is either you will be doing zina, or you will be what? Or you will be living in halal. Which is more important, money or zina, or Jannah and Dinar? So come. No, I live in a far place and... No, come. Both of them will listen, fill in an application. The application needs to be studied, yes, and no sympathy. Because this is a time for what? For what? For judgment. Yes? Judgment on what? On a serious issue. Yeah? So judgment on a serious issue is not about, this is my husband, I have no one, and he is saying, well, I love my wife, and I love my children, I love my family, how come that I will lose them? Yeah? No blackmailing. Okay? This is a judgment on a serious issue. If the Mufti is not behaving like this, I am giving you, yes, a clear statement. And if someone said something, tell him Sheikh Haytham said this. Yeah? That Mufti is not doing the right job. Not only that, my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, you will suffer. Yeah? I remember a case, there were 7 divorces. I took that case, a brother, he is top in his field, I don't want to mention, well-educated, a noble person in his community, well-known, okay? He is the head of that committee, of one of the cities, a small city. And then he called me and he said, I want your help, blah, 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 blah. Okay, طيب. So, he came, what is your problem? Normally when someone called me, yes, just out of the blue, I know that it is either dispute over what? Over money or over what? Divorce. Yeah? So he came. He had 7 divorces. Okay? Wallahi, I remember, my dear brothers, I took his case to the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. They don't take it officially because it came from England. So I asked a brother just to put it inside the other questions. طيب, the Mufti has a time to answer divorce-related questions. So they put it. Then they were asking, and then the Sheikh said, and this is a man who divorced his wife, and then he took her back, and then the Mufti said, and they have a format, so 7, total of 7 divorces. The Mufti was disturbed. He said, what? 7? How come? Where is this man living? Where is he? So they had to tell him that he's from Britain. Wallahi, brothers. Yeah? The Mufti said, send it back to them. He doesn't want to deal with it. Why? He doesn't want to have the burden in front of Allah. To have the responsibility in front of Allah. Yeah? Now our Muftis, Yalla. How many divorces? 6. Yeah? Yeah, no, maybe. Buy 1, get 1, 3. Five. Go back to each other. Don't repeat it again, yeah? Don't repeat it again. And pay the fees. Okay? This is a joke. We are talking about divorce, halal and haram. Yeah? So that brother, who had 7 divorces, wallahi, one of the things he said, and this is something that is repeated. That's why I'm telling you the Mufti has to deal with it properly. He said, you know why some of the divorces is he has an oath against his wife. If you do this, you will be divorced. If you leave my house, you will be divorced. Yeah? He said, it is my fault. I agree. But one thing, okay, that my wife, when I tell her, when I become angry and I have a very stressful job, if I told you, don't do something, don't do it, khalas. She will say, no, I will do it. Okay? Then I became angry and I'll tell her, because this is my habit from, okay, my parents. I tell her, if you do this, you will be divorced. He said, what happened the first time I told her, if you do this, you will be divorced. She did it. And then she regretted, I regretted. What did she do? She called a sheikh. Yeah? And he told me the name of the sheikh. Over the phone, the sheikh said, no, this is not a divorce. This, we were angry, and this is like an oath. Just pay expiation, and just, this is not a divorce. What happened, my dear brothers and sisters? Huh? What?
It became a repetitive habit.
Yeah? Don't do this. in her mind, in her subconscious, what? I'll do it, and then pay what? Expiation, that's it. Yes? So, but if the husband and wife go to the imam, and, yeah, the imam gives them hard time, yeah, and shows them the seriousness of the issue, next time, will they do it easily? Will they do it easily?
No.
They'll not do it easily. Yeah? In some cases, yeah, some cases are difficult. Yesterday, there was a case. 3 divorces. I sent them back. I could not give them an answer. Then the brother, yani, they are not practicing people. The brother said, yani, sorry, what, do we need to come back? I said, yes. He said, why? I said, yeah, because yani, I'm selling chicken. Okay, maybe. I said, what do you mean, why? Brother, you have 3 divorces. Yani, if I say to you, finish, yani, what? Finish. This wife, she will not be your wife anymore. You can't even touch her. Do you understand that, brother? Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I said, what, yeah, yeah? Your wife will not be your wife. If I say, no, 3 divorces is, okay, one of them is cancelled, it means that she's your wife. You can sleep with her, etc. So are we talking about something easy? We are talking about something that is serious. I don't want to carry the burden of that. I'm not, wallahi, yani, I said it to another case because the brother said, Sheikh, you send us back and forth more than one time. I said, yes, because I'm enjoying, yani, wallahi, sitting with you and looking at you. It is an enjoyment. I said, what? Yani, I'm doing it. I have no time. I just want to waste my time, just sit with you and the chat. Because it is a huge responsibility. I need to think. I need to consult other scholars. Maybe this time I can't find the right answer. Go, come back again. Maybe my mood, yes, is in the right one. I can find the answer. Maybe you yourself, because many cases, brother, and when you were angry, how did you divorce? Oh, I don't remember. Oh, Sheikh, oh, that was long time ago. Or, Sheikh, I was... Maybe now you can't remember. Maybe once you go and come back again, maybe your mood will change. Maybe we can get the answer. So it's not an easy issue. Yeah? Is that clear, brothers? Yes or no? So please pass this information. Please pass it to others. طيب.